We've got a very special day coming up on Sunday called World Haiku Poetry Day. Now, Olivia, you know this particularly well, because when I raised this in the office the other day, you said, God, Kieran, what is it about you and haikus?
Kieran does have a strange, I mean, passion for haikus, obsession with
fascination,
haikus. Fascination. Yeah.
I
do enjoy a good haiku, which is great.
I think it's fabulous. I've never had so much fun than when I'm writing and reading haikus. I made you all write a haiku about anything you want. I was tempted to do like everyone do a haiku on one another. So I've actually written a haiku for each of you, but I want to hear all your efforts whilst I try and find mine. Shall we go with, who wants to go first?
Have one.
Okay,
yeah, let me just find it.
Go for it. We'll have some interlude music in the meantime.
It's a bit... Oh, we're having interlude music. Okay.
No, it's all right. We can just...
Okay. So this one's...
Anyone got an electric piano?
We can just... Hang on a minute.
I carry mine around with me everywhere.
So this is a haiku about Haiku Day, to celebrate Haiku Day. So it's very...
That's fantastic.
Very
in itself, that should be the haiku.
So I wrote this quickly, so you might need to syllable count and check.
Okay, have we got an official syllable counter?
I will do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Alison Blaze on the syllable counter.
Right, we're ready.
Yes.
So, it's haiku day. Why do haikus need a day to themselves? It's weird.
Alison Blaze.
Yes.
Hooray! Round of applause.
I liked that.
Thank you so much.
Deserved. Shall we go with you next, Sarah?
Yeah, great way to disappoint everyone now after that.
No.
I didn't write it down. That's how genius it is. It's about how difficult it is to actually write haikus.
Oh.
So, yeah. As you know, I'm not the best at maths, so I might stumble here a couple
That's
of times.
Too many syllables already. I know. That's like 15. You can't. Sorry, go on.
Yeah. Okay. Haikus are very, very, very difficult to write. I messed that up.
Oh, so close. Yeah.
And you're out of the game.
Some word at the end I haven't come up with.
It's 4.8 from the Russian judge. It's
why Russian?
I don't know. It's always a Russian judge, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
They are
it's
harsh
like in gymnastics.
The Russian.
Yeah. They are, yeah. I don't know, the Canadian guy, the Canadian's always very lovely. They gave you 2.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't worry.
That's what I was going for. Secretly.
In return, we're sending Matt Justin Bieber, so... Come on, guys. Justin Bieber material is still good, is it not?
We're back from where? Is
no,
he even here?
Well,
I don't know. Is
he's
he
not here. I think he's in the States.
Yeah.
Oh, is
yeah.
He?
Oh. The States want to send him back, or at least some of them.
Maybe, yeah.
It's always like the signs that's like, if you give us a tip, like a little piece of Justin Bieber dies or something. Like
yeah, they had that so up awful. In Edinburgh.
Really?
Yeah. When I was in Edinburgh last, they had a tip jar with every time you tip, Justin Bieber dies a little, which was kind of mean.
That's really wrong.
That's
I don't know.
Really quite deep.
Not the nicest
that.
Thing.
No.
No. Boo. Should
he's,
we boo that?
He's all right.
Yeah, that.
I think he's growing up a little. He's still got a long way to go.
Mm.
A long way to go. But
he'll hit puberty one day.
He'll get there.
Alison, have you got a haiku?
I do. Mine
awesome.
Is not relevant to the theme of the day.
That's all right.
It is... I really like cats. They are so cute and fluffy. Cats are everything.
Everything. That's good. Everything.
Yeah.
You've got it.
Yeah.
Alison Blaze nailed it. A round of applause for both Sarah and Alison. I've done the prog rock version of a haiku and written 3 haikus. Because I always write a haiku for each of you, right? So we're going to kick off with Alison. Alison?
Oh, okay.
American friend. It's a pleasure to know you, but please don't kill me.
Well, it's too late for that, so...
That's brilliant.
Sarah.
In the words of Justin Bieber, is it too late now to say sorry?
I don't
that
know.
That I've killed you.
What do you mean? Thank you. Dropped mic. Doesn't. They're very expensive. Sarah. Though some people would drain all the Irish from you... I think you're just fab.
Aww. Can I ask, which people would these be?
don't
know. She's going to hire me to go get them.
Yeah, that's it.
What is draining the Irish involved? It sounds awful.
I don't know, really. I didn't really think it through, if I'm honest. Is this point where we put our arms up and say we're bored of this link now?
No.
It's a little little green flecks that are in her blood. We've got to collect them all.
Yeah.
Like Pokemon.
Got to catch them all. We got to catch all the Irish from Sarah Stacey. Olivia, this is an inverse haiku.
Oh, excellent.
Because I had trouble with the standard format. For those who don't know, a haiku is a 5-7-5 syllabic rhythm of poetry. This is a 7-5-7. Beasley is thoughtful and smart, cheerful and funny. Just don't annoy her Welsh side. We went to Wales recently and you got very angry in some traffic in Cardiff City Centre.
I did not get angry. I was very calm, I think. And
I wouldn't like to see you angry if that's the case.
It was 2 hours and we travelled about 18 metres and it was fine.
It was a fun time. You had to be there.
I believe there is one more haiku.
There is one more haiku that Alice and I wrote in honour of another special day, which is today, which is the Burst Team Watch Mean Girls Day.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So, Alison, do you want to read this?
I don't care.
Okay, well, this was a joint effort. And it is like a haiku homage to Mean Girls.
Okay.
You can't sit with us. She doesn't even go here. You go, Glen Coco.
Round of applause.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
That's lovely. Then you dropped your phone on the table.
Yeah. Sorry.
It was her attempt at drops mic.
Drops phone.
From very, very small distance, so it's not to damage phone.
New phone that you had to replace your old phone with about 2 weeks ago.
True.
Or so.
Yeah. Mm.